If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is an Entel Studios production.
Hey.
Hi.
Busy, right?
Oh my God, life is chaos at the moment.
I know, I feel the same.
I just looked at you and I thought, we've been together all morning. I don't think I've spoken to you.
No.
Or looked you in the face.
And we've never recorded this late before.
This is very skin of our teeth, nose.
This is 12:15 on Thursday.
This is not good.
No, we're normally Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not going to be this casual next week.
Yeah. Casual.
Casual.
The Oasis of the Seas. We watched a funny YouTube documentary about a year ago about a boat, a cruise liner called Oasis of the Seas. Do you remember?
Shall we explain why we were doing
it? Yeah, totally.
Because Chester, who is my son,
his
biggest fantasy in life is for you, me, your boys, and him to go on a cruise on the Oasis of the Seas.
So you've got to, it's worth Googling this or YouTubing it and have a little look. It's Disneyland on water, basically, isn't it?
And there's like an enormous open air theatre.
I just can't even believe these things can float.
No.
It's freaked me out.
And obviously Chester's like, there's this room and it's at the front and it's got...
Oh yeah, like, the penthouse, penthouse.
Yeah. Like, darling, how much is that? He's like, oh... Well, let's not think about that right now.
30 grand a night, basically. But I mean, I can't escape the fact that they're essentially like floating caravan rooms.
Yes.
They're not luxury apartments.
No.
You get slightly miniature beds, slightly miniature bathrooms.
What you get is the view.
Yes. I mean,
actually, the bathrooms, there's a bath.
Yeah,
which is
a
crazy,
mini bath. Water in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a boat?
Yeah, no. The bath must slosh around a little bit.
And right? I bet you could get a good deal on a cruise right now.
Oh, wow, yes. I mean, they're basically like petri dishes for for viruses, yeah.
But I feel like I would do it. I saw an advert the other day for a 3-day Disney cruise.
Okay.
Going from UK ports. Mm-hmm. They're booking for the summer.
Yeah.
And if I had little kids, I would totally be on that cruise.
Yeah. So when the pandemic broke out, my mum was on a cruise.
Oh, God, I remember.
With her boyfriend. And
everybody.
People started getting ill left, right and centre. But they were determined...
With COVID.
They were determined on the ship not to
say the word
diagnose
COVID.
Anybody with COVID. You've got the flu or you've got a bit of food poisoning or whatever. Would confine yourself to your room, relax for 24 hours. They were just desperate to get into port and get everybody off the ship. But nobody was going to say it was COVID. And I think
they all got diagnosed with COVID
when
they got off. Yeah.
But the danger was everyone was going to get stuck on the ship. So I think the captain must have thought...
But the problem there is that they all just became super spreaders.
They
all just left and they were like, no, I haven't got COVID, I've got flu. And then bosh.
It was right at the beginning when it was like a movie. Remember, it was like Contagion or something. And you got this sense that people were running around like, have you got it? Have you got it? Stay away from me, you know.
Yeah.
Body bags floating around and stuff like that.
Well...
It's quite amazing.
Your mum is like bulletproof.
Yes.
She did not...
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
No.
She was on the boat full of it, and she didn't get it.
She is like Wonder Woman, essentially.
Well, of course she is. And she's, can I just say, so beautiful.
Yes,
yeah, she's
very
pretty,
isn't she?
I've said that before, haven't I?
That's where I get my good looks
from.
Yes,
well.
Yeah. That's where I get my youthful complexion, good looks.
So youthful.
Smile.
So useful.
This abundance
useful?
Of energy. Is it useful?
Your face is so useful.
On that subject,
yes.
My first recommendation has to be something related to age and women, I think. I watched an amazing documentary last night on, I think it was on Channel 4, and there was this very attractive presenter on there with a lovely smile, oh. great set of teeth.
Oh.
I was like, look at the teeth on her, is what I said.
Yeah.
And it was called, was it called Sex, Lies and the Menopause?
Sex Myths. It would have been really good to have lies, but the lawyers got a bit worried about the word lies. So they made us say myths.
Now, I have heard you talk about the menopause and HRT
a lot.
For quite a while now. And I thought, I know all about this.
You know everything.
But I watched that documentary last night, and if anybody hasn't seen it or didn't see it, any of our followers, I'm assuming a lot of our followers would watch it because they follow you and I, and you've talked about it quite a lot.
But as a man...
If you haven't seen
did you find it quite interesting?
I found it fascinating, on many, many levels. One, because I would have known my mum obviously go through the menopause. I don't know whether she went on HRT or not. I'd have to ask her about that. And obviously, at my age, I'm nearly 50, I obviously know lots of women... That talk about the symptoms of the menopause. And it's quite nice for me to say, oh, you've got HRT or whatever. And
know what you're talking about.
And have some background.
You see, I respect you so much for wanting to know about that and wanting to be able to converse with women, because it is a huge thing that happens to us, and it can be really lonely. So if a guy's interested or knows... If we go, but you know, with the estrogen, you can go, so are you taking progesterone as well? Or something like that, you know, it's like...
Absolutely. Well, one of the big questions I get, 30, 40 questions a week, direct messages on Instagram, is women in their kind of, what, say, 40s to 60s talking about hair loss. And my first question is menopause, you know, like, how are you getting on with that? And obviously, I did that that hair talk with Eva Proudman, and she talked about hair-friendly HRT, which I thought was fascinating. That some HRT is quite good for your hair, and other HRT is less favourable to your hair. But it also depends on who you are and your own body and all the rest of it. But the documentary was fantastic. So done, first of all. It was bloody brilliant. I learnt loads, despite having listened to you talk about it for a long time. I still was... There was tons of stuff in there. And not only that, I think... Hearing it from the experts that you interviewed, so whether it was Louise Newson or the guy in that...
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he? Nick Panay.
Yeah, it's great.
I think he's going to be the head of the British Menopause Society, or he has been the head of it. Anyway, he's extremely learned.
Well, it's handy because I can imagine he would come under criticism for being a man and being the head of the Menopause Society. Mm. But actually... You probably want that, right? You need blokes on side, don't you?
Well, you just need a very, very learned gynaecologist or expert in the field.
Gender doesn't matter, right?
Gender is completely unimportant at that point. You just need an expert. And he, you know, he really does know. And what's quite nice is that GPs can take it to a point and they can give you the facts and the science. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we can help chivvy women along to kind of not have to sit in silence. Because I'm not saying that HRT is right for everybody. There are a lot of people that, even knowing that how good it is for you, they still choose that not to take it, but that's their right. But there are so many women out there who are terrified to take it, thinking that it's only bad for you. And that's not true.
Yeah.
So I hope that it's gone a long way to educate people, and I'd like to post snippets from it for the rest of my life on social media, because not enough people see it. Then you want to show it again and again and again. You have to keep reposting, because there are 13 million menopausal women in this country, and we need to get to all of them.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be great to make a
dent.
I'd
quite like to have... Oh, my God, I'd love to have sort of like a weekend where we call on every menopausal woman to come to a meeting, and we can get 13 million women on a Zoom meeting.
Zoom would go bust. Not bust, it would break. You'd break the internet, yeah.
Is there something in particular that you learned that was surprised you?
I think the breast cancer thing's the most interesting, because and you could apply that idea to lots of different things. So, for instance, there was a study done back in 2003 in the modern world that told you something that wasn't strictly true. And then it changed an entire generation of people to live a slightly more miserable existence. And
in some cases, suicidal existence.
I don't doubt that for a second. And you just have to be extremely cautious with what you read, because journalists ultimately are trying to sell papers, and... You know, they're taking the evidences, they're interpreting it as they see, and then they're presenting it you as their interpretation of the evidence, which is fine, and that's legal. But
the problem with that article is that it wasn't, that's a stupid thing to say, but it wasn't the journalist's fault, because they were given...
Yes, the information.
The information, which was sensationalized, because it was sensationalized. you know, sensational.
But at the heart of journalism should be perhaps questioning that evidence to say, well, how well is this study being done, you know? Mm. And you want a really thorough investigative journalism, which I assume journalism did unearth the truth behind that study in the end.
But it took 20 years.
It took 20 years. It takes ages, right? Mm. But I'm very, very cautious about everything I read in the paper.
I am
paper.
Too, really. Yeah. You've made me look more like that.
You know, there's another recommendation. There's a Tim Minchin song called The Fence, and I love it. And he introduces the song, if you listen to the live version of it, saying he's talking about a particular newspaper where he says, you know, 1 minute drinking red wine gives you cancer, the next minute it cures cancer.
Yes.
And he said a very safe place to sit sometimes is often on the fence. And then there's a song.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, there's a song called The Fence where, you know, he talks about Che Guevara, and lots of people said great things about Che Guevara, and lots of people said terrible things about Che Guevara, and then obviously the Pope and all these people that have these two sides. And actually, you know, you have to be very cautious to side on one side or the other. And when you started going on about HRT, I was absolutely on the fence. Mm. But it was really nice to feel like I could jump off the fence on the subject.
Mm. And what's been interesting for me, and sorry, and then I will stop talking about it, is that when I learned about it, the temptation was to get quite angry and militant and shouty. But I just know that with my experience, when anybody tries to tell me something that they're so passionate about that they get militant and shouty, I slightly try and I want to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard when you've got these facts at your fingertips. You want to go, no, but you don't understand. This isn't true. Yeah. I did it a little bit today, walking the dog with that lady. I was like, she was going, but it's synthetic, right, HRT? And I was going, it's not synthetic. I mean, I felt a bit bad. But so I have learned to try and be a bit more. Mm-hmm. Look, this is what it is. If you want to know more about it, come see me. But anyway, if anybody's listening, they want more information, I'm online most nights talking about menopause. So if anybody wants to chat or they want me to help them find some resources for anything to do with the menopause, I'm there.
And don't hesitate. Please go and watch it if you've not seen it already. And well done.
Thanks.
Congratulations. It's very, very good. When you were talking about being militant there about something, that's what happened with me and Bitcoin. Somebody started prattling on about Bitcoin so much so I thought, it sounds like an absolute con, you know. A lot of questions have come through from various people this week saying, how is your Bitcoin doing? Now, this is Thursday, and I don't know if anybody saw, but Elon Musk announced yesterday that you could no longer buy a Tesla with Bitcoin.
Is that bad?
Yes, it's really bad, because the thing is, when he announced you could buy a Tesla with Bitcoin, Bitcoin went from like 38 grand to 60 grand overnight. So everybody made hundreds of thousands of pounds. Some people might have made millions of pounds, the fact that Elon Musk said that.
But then can you cash in and get your 100?
You can, but you can't now, because he announced last night that you can no longer do that anymore, because he's taken a stance against the environment and said mining Bitcoin takes a huge amount of energy.
But, like, it's not actually mining.
It's not. They call it mining, but computers basically
are on
all the time creating these bits of blockchain, and that takes up an enormous amount of energy. And he said until there's a more environmentally friendly way to mine Bitcoin, he's not going to allow you to buy Tesla with it, but he's not going to sell his Bitcoin. But Bitcoin's dropped to about 36 grand, and it was at 50
grand. Did you have any?
Or something. All my Bitcoin's in something called Superfarm.
Okay, how's that doing?
Not very well. So, you know, I'm not recommending anybody to do anything with Bitcoin at the moment. But I will keep you posted on mine. I have 5 grand in Superfarm, and it's currently worth 3. But it did go up to 4,900 about 2 weeks ago, and now it went down to about 2.5, and now it's bumbling around about 3. So just to give everyone an update, I'm going to keep hold of Superfarm and not do anything with it. Apparently, it could rise. It's currently at about £1.12. It could rise to £10 per Superfarm coin this year. If it does, I'm quids in.
Okay.
If it doesn't, so what? You know, I mean, it's been interesting.
Yeah.
So for any of you asking about my Bitcoin, my experience at the moment is I'm down.
Yeah, don't ask. Is what we're saying.
But I tell you, when it goes up, I'll tell you all about it.
It's good to know the ups and the downs.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it is gambling at the end of the day, but
it's good to know the ups and the downs.
It's very, very interesting. What have you got for us?
So I'm very excited because I've got a TV series that I think you are going to love.
Okay.
Now,
great.
Sozzlepots, who is my best friend, she told me about something that her and her husband are watching, and I always prick up my ears when somebody says me and my husband are watching together, because it's so nice to find something that as a couple you're really going to enjoy. However, unfortunately, we can't enjoy it as a couple because I binged it. But I would love to watch it again. Because I'm menopausal, I've forgotten all of it already. So, what happened was she told me that it's a Kate Winslet thing. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen Kate Winslet for ages. Yes. What's she doing? But I've loved lockdown because it has brought all these enormous Hollywood stars to the small screen.
Yes.
They are doing series, but the level of acting that we are getting in our series on television is so phenomenal. So Kate Winslet's just the most extraordinary actor. But the thing I love about it is she's gone full method. Mm-hmm. She's a producer on it.
Oh, okay.
So she's properly invested in this. And she looks so bedraggled and she's put on God knows how much weight. And she's very mumsy and slobbing about. And she has got... I mean, all my favourite characters in any series are completely flawed. She's so flawed. And she's called Mare, spelt M-A-R-E.
Okay.
So it's quite a clever play on words. It's called Mare of East Town. So I was like, Mayor. I was looking for ages for M-A-Y-O-R.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Yeah. It's M-A-R-E of East Town. And it's a story of a detective who's very washed up, very angry. Everybody in the whole town hates her. And as the series goes on, you can understand why she's like that. You start to learn why she's like that. There are various people. Guy Pearce is in it from Memento.
Oh, right, because he was in something I watched the other night, which I'm going to tell you about.
He's such a good actor. Mm-hmm. He's so good in it. The detective that comes along, she's a detective. The detective that comes along to help her is a young kind of rookie detective, but he's from county, so he's kind of like he's higher up than her, but she's really annoyed he comes along. But they strike up this very unlikely friendship. It's a really fabulous series. It only comes out every Monday. I've binge watched as far as I can. I'm up to four.
Okay.
So maybe if you could watch the next four in the next 24 hours. no, I'm joking. But in the next 4 days, maybe we could watch one a night. Mm-hmm. And then we can watch it together on Monday live. Because you're going to love it.
Okay, I know great. You are. Yeah, yes, I'm sure I can.
So Mare of East Town, Netflix, you're going to love it.
Yes, I mean, I'll see what I can do. I am watching something without you as well. I thought, if you're going to do it to me, I'm going to do it to you. Yeah.
We've got to this stage of our relationship.
Now, I've briefly recommended this before without really watching it, mainly because I'm doing the hair of the actors in it, which is Rafe Spall and Estevan Smith, and it's this Apple TV series called Trying, where they're trying for a baby, essentially. It's comedy drama.
I've heard really good things about it. Yes. Everybody that watches it says it's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see clips on Instagram because I follow Esther on there. And I always think, oh, I should probably get around to watching that, basically just to check out the hair, make sure it looks all right, you know. And then I see Rafe quite a bit now. He comes for his haircut quite often. He's one of those men who likes his haircut all the time. There's a small handful of men that want their haircut all the time.
Why?
I don't know. They really like it.
But what, because they like looking neat?
I don't know. You know, I read this article with Richard Bacon once. He was being interviewed for a magazine and he said, well, how do you relax? And he says, Michael Douglas comes around to cut my hair and that's when I'm at my most relaxed.
Yeah, but can we just be honest?
Oh, great, you know.
You are really unique in the fact that you are like a therapist.
When you
cut someone's hair, it's not just a haircut.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
anybody that's listening to this podcast and that knows this podcast and has listened for a while... Mm-hmm. will want to get their hair cut by you. Because the chat is so good. Mm. So I'm not surprised he wants to get
it. Okay. Well, good, thank you. But they've commissioned season 3 of Trying. So there's one season,
that's great.
Another season, and a third waiting, I think, is currently being written. So maybe I wasn't supposed to say that, I don't know. But anyway, don't tell anyone if you, if you hear that. But I thought, well, if there's 3 seasons worth of it, it's worth getting into, right?
Yes.
They're only half an hour ep. Yes. As well, which is nice.
How many eps per series?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
Don't worry.
And we're not on the internet.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
But it looks like there's probably 8 or 10. They're only half an hour long. It's all set in Camden, and I used to live in Camden, so there's something wonderfully nostalgic about watching it and seeing all the locations and finding out where they are. Esther is brilliant.
Is she?
Yeah, just great.
That's so lovely.
And it's interesting when you know an actor in real life and then you see them act.
Yes.
Because
sometimes that must be a bit difficult.
It's kind of odd because...
Yeah, because you know them.
You often think, oh, they're just being themselves. And
yes.
Then you go, oh, they're not actually just being themselves. They're being this whole other character. So anyway, that's really good. So basically, they're a couple. They can't have a baby. And they decided to adopt. Now, whether they go on to have a baby or not, I have absolutely no idea.
Yes.
And why they can't have a baby is slightly un... You don't really find out. You see them at the doctor's, and then they're going through their trials and tribulations. It does really well, I think, on...
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's all right.
I can't find how many apps there are on... Oh, well, okay. Leave it.
Apple TV anyway, and it's an Apple TV exclusive. But the thing I do like about it is there's an original musical score that was written for it. And a lot of it's been done by Guy Garvey from Elbow.
Oh, God.
So, yes, I know. So I'm listening to this thing and I'm thinking, I know Elbow really well, so I know all their songs and everything. I'm thinking, this is an Elbow song I've never heard before, you know. And then at the end, it said original musical score, Guy Garvey, and then a couple of other people. And I thought, oh, my God, he's produced music just for this, you know.
That is so a great idea as well. I don't know why Elbow would particularly suit
Yes. It's got
topic.
A real kind of badly drawn boy yes. northern feel about it, although it's set in... In Camden, it feels very British. And it's not a sitcom, really, necessarily. It's a drama comedy. Anyway, it's really good. I'm 3 episodes in and I'm totally hooked.
Right,
I'm slightly irritated I didn't watch it earlier. But I'm really pleased that there's more to come. I know there's more to come, you know. So I'm thinking, ooh, the season one and then
you
season
can
two.
You
can devour it. Yeah, like there's plenty to go at.
Yeah, so, it's funny how we need to... Sometimes people won't start something until there's five series of it so they can just...
It's an investment. It's like a relationship.
Yes.
I'm only getting involved in this relationship if it's going to go somewhere.
Well, it's like I Love Mare. The other night when I was watching it, I was thinking, how can I get in touch with Kate Winslet? She's not anywhere. I've looked her up
Is she
everywhere.
Not?
Nowhere.
Yeah, Rafe Spall's the same. A lot of actors are. Martin Freeman's another one. They're just nowhere to be seen on
social.
No,
because like me, I mean, if I'm trying to stalk Kate Winslet, like yes, I'm sure 1,000 other people are too.
He did say, last time I spoke to Rafe, he said, is it worth getting on social media? And I said, are you getting work? He said, yeah, I'm busy. And I was like, don't do it. Don't need it. Don't do it, you know, because it's like it just becomes an addiction, really, doesn't it? Anyway, it's called Trying, Apple TV, half-hour episodes. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's very light-hearted, something for all the family. It's nothing kind of gruesome or really crude or, you know, anyone could watch it. It's a joy.
Oh, well, maybe I'll watch something with the kids.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I want to talk about a book that I was sent, and it arrived in the most gorgeous package. I did post it on my socials. You know when people send you something that they want you to look at, or, you know, I'm always slightly, when I look at the trouble and the love that went into this package, I'm always thinking, oh, God, please be good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, because then you think, because I try not to post about anything that I don't believe in.
Mm.
Well, not try.
Yeah.
I won't. So I don't care what you send me. If I don't, like, literally love it or I'm not using it, I won't post about it. Anyway, it was interesting because they tested the water with me first and they said, look, this lady, Holly Tucker, she wants MBE, she wants to send you her book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Holly Tucker, like, and they went, she started Not on the High Street. And so I just immediately went, yes, please.
Yes,
thank you very much. I'll just give you a quick overview. So Holly Tucker's basically, she's a co-founder of Not on the High Street and also the creator of Holly & Co. And she's inspired over 100,000 businesses. So not only did she start her own, but she inspired 100,000 working very closely with them to try and find the keys to their success. And she wants to help us now build our businesses. Now, you know, I've always in my head had this business idea, and I really am struggling on my own to kind of start it and get it off the ground. But I'm hoping that this book is going to help me.
Yes.
Did you know there are over 5 million small businesses in the UK?
I'm one of them.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that this, if nothing else comes out of COVID, it will spawn millions of new entrepreneurs that people are just going to think, look, if I'm ever going to start a business, now is the time to do it.
We are contacted 10 times a week by people who set up a business in lockdown wanting to send us stuff. I mean, there has been hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands and thousands of small businesses that set up during COVID. People who didn't have to go to their old jobs realised how much they hated their old jobs and how they were capable of actually doing something that they've always wanted to do. And now is a good time to do it.
You've just hit the nail on the head. Basically, it's do what they've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so many of the things that we talk about on this programme, things like the wonderful people that were growing plants that lost their jobs. Do you remember? And the mum got in touch with us and said, this book is called Do What You Love, Love What You Do, The Empowering Secrets to Turn Your Passion into Profit. And it's just full. It's full of a wealth of things. Small notes. It's a book that is nice to look at. It's not scary with tons and tons of small print. There's business plans. There's how to start, how to take the first steps. I mean, literally, it's exactly what I've needed. And I just think there must be people listening, women listening. I mean, Meg and Bea, they started. And they loved handbags. They found a bag that they loved and they just made millions of them. I mean, I've got 999,000 of them already. Anyway, Holly Tucker, she's written a book, Do What You Love, Love What You Do. If you are thinking about or you know anybody that wants to start a business, get it. And it's a really lovely looking book.
Yeah, but I had no idea you were going to talk about that today because I have some interesting trivia about that, is that I have a business partner who was her business partner that set up NotOnTheHighStreet.com.
Oh, that's...
And I was in a meeting recently with him and he just waxed lyrical about Holly Tucker,
oh, God,
who she was,
so
and what they did together with that business. And I mean, it's a massive success,
it just went
right?
bang. And what I loved about it was there's no clever, weird stuff going on with the website.
No, no.
It's like
it's
NotOnTheHighStreet.com. You know exactly what you're getting. You're getting something that's not on,
the high street. Yeah, something you can't get there,
and
right?
And it's like, full of small business.
Yes, well, she was a story that he used, and he was talking to lots of other businesses that he's involved in, and he kept talking about Holly Tucker, and I was thinking, when you pulled that book out today, like half an hour ago, I was like, oh my God, that's the book. And he's on a mission to do the same thing, so I assume they're doing something similar, where they're helping small businesses become bigger and bigger and more successful and sustainable and all of those things. That's fascinating, that. I'm really looking forward to having a look at that. We get this message quite a lot from people.
Sorry about the hammering, by the way. We've got some work going on.
We get this message a lot from people. This is from Kirsten. Now, I've done that thing that you told me to do, which is take a photograph of the...
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Photograph of the message and then save it. But I can't get their full Instagram name. So
she knows
Kirsten,
who she is.
Yes. You sent a message that says, guys, I have to tell you a funny thing. I listen to you both every week, and just lately I've noticed how quickly you both speak during the podcast. I was going to complain about talking so fast and asked if you could slow down. I've just realised I listen on Entail and I had the podcast on a speed of 1.5. I wonder if there's anyone else who's made this mistake or just me. No, Kirsten, not just you. Hundreds of you are listening to us talk like at a million miles an hour. And a few people have said, do you think you could do your podcast a bit slower? You talk so fast. I'm thinking sometimes I do talk quite fast. I have had a double espresso while we've been recording this, so I can feel that I'm ramped up a bit. But I did think that was funny. But I also thought, who's listening to podcasts sped up? Do people do this? Is this a thing?
I don't know why.
Because there's an option to do it.
Why would you do that?
Because you're so short on time.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I'm purposefully talking a bit slower now.
Yes, me too. But I mean, could you watch a film sped up?
No.
Or at least you couldn't listen to a song sped up.
No,
you?
But now I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, God, you are talking really fast. But I think that's only because I'm thinking about it, because now I'm talking really fast.
Yeah, but this isn't, her complaint is not a result of us talking too fast.
It's actually because she was listening.
Thing. But you're
Kirsten,
not the only
that's
one.
Very funny.
We've had lots.
I love that.
We've had lots of them. So from Jane Schofield, it says, "Hello, lovely people. Hope you're having a great week. Michael, can you do an update on Bitcoin investment?" You got that, right?
Yeah.
You got that, Jane. Thanks for a great podcast. I love it, but it costs me a fortune.
Yes, it costs. Well, if it costs us a fortune as well.
If you were to invest in Bitcoin last week, Jane, it would have cost you a fortune.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Let's read out another one from Hannah F, it just says. I don't know what her surname would be, but it says, "Dear Michael and Davina, I've just finished a film and compelled to tell you to take a look." I'm slowing down, right? "I can't say it's a nice film because it's not. But my God, it's thought-provoking and bloody well made.
That sounds right up my street.
7.5 on IMDb.
Great.
Less than 2 hours. Ticks all the boxes.
What? I just love the way that our listeners know what is required.
Yeah, yeah. Under 2 hours.
Less than 2 hours.
Over 7. We did mention this briefly because somebody else had recommended it called Promising Young Woman.
But we haven't watched it.
With Carey Mulligan. No, but we should, right?
Yeah.
Because it's produced by Margot Robbie. Now, a good friend of mine works with Margot Robbie all the time. It's her.
Who?
She's called Sally J. She's the makeup artist for Margot, but she does all of her movies. And she says she sits in the makeup chair with Margot Robbie doing her makeup while Margot Robbie is writing scripts for a film that she's going to produce and taking calls and is on Zooms while prepping, while learning lines for the movie she's shooting currently. She said, "You've never seen anything like this woman. She is a machine of non-stop work." So I really like anything with Margot Robbie in it or connected to it.
Can I just also say...
She's hot, right?
Wolf of Wall Street, I've never seen anything like it.
What, when she walks in naked?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Either that or when she sat down. There's a bit where she sat down and she's all legs and everything. Oh, my God, I was like... It's not very often that I'm arrested by a woman's hotness.
Really? Because I am all the time. It's shocking.
It's weird that.
I agree. She is outrageous in that film. But it's called Promising Young Woman. I won't say happy watching, but 10 out of 10 from Hannah, which is pretty good, isn't it? My kids have watched it, Ridley, and they said it was great. And my kids are, 15 and 17? Yeah. So, you know. Okay. But they like a bleak film.
Must write that down.
I've got one little food recommendation. Great. So I love Tortilla, I think it's called, which is like one of these shops where you buy a burrito from. I don't know if they're all over the country, but they're in London. And my studio was above a Tortilla, so the wafting smell of cooking beef and chicken and everything used to come upstairs. Oh, and by 11 o'clock, I had to go downstairs and buy one. But they used to do these lovely stretchy wraps, right? So they cook the wrap, then they put in the beef, the rice, beans, you know, guacamole, all that stuff. And then they stretch the wrap round. Whenever I buy wraps from Sainsbury's or whatever, they break, right?
Yes.
So I found this wrap in. Now, they're quite small. They're not a great big wrap.
Yeah.
How would you pronounce that? Piadina?
Piadina.
Piadina? They're made in Italy, it says. They're £1.50. They're quite small. They're in the bread section at Sainsbury's, but these are the best wraps I've found.
Piadina. Si. Molto bene.
Nice. So I've started making my favourite lamb wrap in this, which is where I grill a couple of lamb steaks and then I squirt in like Tabasco.
I've seen you do this.
And then a lot of salad and stuff like that. But these wraps, if you just stick them in the oven for about 3 minutes, they go quite stretchy. And then you can stretch them over all the meat, wrap them round and fold in
but
the sides.
Don't just you get put a lovely thing. Tabasco on, you put other stuff in there.
I put Stokes garlic mayonnaise in there. Oh. Right. Then I put some butterhead leaf salad in there, chopped tomatoes, onions, fresh raw onion, but really small, like sliced really thin. Cucumber.
Xylist.
The Xylist chopper. Yeah, that works a treat. And then the garlic peri-peri from Nando's goes in there as well. Oh. And then some Frank's hot sauce if I'm feeling extra spicy. Oh, and mint, like, you know, Coleman's mint sauce in there as well. And then the hot wrap. Over the thing.
Will you make me one?
Straight in the mouth. Yes, definitely. You will love it. But these are great. And the other thing you can do with these, which I know you can kind of do with wraps anyway, but they work well, straight in the oven and just cook it till it goes crispy. And then it's like crispy flatbread.
Oh.
And then you dip it in hummus and cover it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they bubble slightly.
Mind blown.
Yeah, they bubble slightly and then they go crispy.
Oh.
Bit doughy on the inside, crispy on the outside. Really nice. I mean.
Can I quickly say something?
Yeah.
After last week's episode,
yeah.
How many Lazy Susans have I got in my house?
Jeez, a lot. I mean, I've just been stacking two Lazy Susans now. With endless bottles of red wine vinegar and white wine vinegar. How many bottles of white wine vinegar does anybody need? Like, there is a lot.
Because we had too many, because they were always at the back of the cupboard. I could never see them. And now I see everything.
Everything. You just give it a little twirl, right?
Yeah.
There's one in the fridge as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. It's great. Thanks. It was good. Short but sweet this
week. Sorry, it's a bit short this week.
We are super, super busy.
It's crazy.
Maybe we'll do some extra posts on Instagram this week just to make up for the short.
Let's do that.
15 minutes. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah.
Enjoy. Enjoy your week. We love you and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.